BBC Sounds. Music, radio, podcasts.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Another one.
We're at your service. What can we do?
The one.
For Wednesday.
Bambaleo.
Easy radio.
One. Two.
Let's go.
Scott Mills.
So much sass.
I think we're quite best friends.
Yes.
Three, two.
Radio one.
Go.
On today's Scott Mills Daily Podcast, yesterday's Jordan North error while filling in for Grimmy makes a fantastic gap on Bambaleo Wednesday. Also, we try and give Phil, who's climbing those steps to Everest, a much-needed boost. And top DJ and producer Bontan, or as we now call him, Bondtan, comes up with an acid banger of No Time to Die. Really excited about today's show. It's going to be good. You know, Phil, climbing Everest, sort of. Oh, those hamstrings must be burning by now.
He's doing very well, though.
So well. We've got a lovely surprise for him, which I think will give him a much-needed boost coming up in the next 10 minutes.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Poor Phil.
Day three begins.
Today's location.
The Orbit in London's Olympic Park.
Phil's target is 2,480 metres.
That is about the height of 8 Eiffel Towers or 26 Statues of Liberty.
OK, is the Orbit the one with the slide that comes down?
Yes.
Hi, Dad. I hope you have a good time in Orbit. Climb those stairs, but don't get tired.
Phil is my husband. We've all had like an inkling that one day he's just going to do something major, and this little idea has escalated madly.
Honestly, so far I'm so amazed by people's generosity and support that's been given. That is the thing that's keeping me going.
Hey Phil, listen, I just wanted to send you all my positive energy and love.
Great day.
It really is, man.
Hi Phil, it's Amory, and I hear you're doing amazing things for sport relief. Get up those stairs.
At the end of today, we hope to say that Phil has reached the top of Kilimanjaro.
Radio 1 step to Everest for sport relief.
Continues.
This is Scott with Chris on Radio 1, and we can now cross over to the Orbit in London, where Phil is still climbing.
Oh.
Ariel Free is also there. Hello.
Hi, guys.
Hi, Scott.
How are you doing? We are at the SLM's Hal Orbit here in London, and I've got some really exciting news for you, because we've just reached a massive milestone. Phil is now officially halfway up Everest. He's actually gone beyond it. He had to make 13 ascents today. He's managed 15. He's done 1,200 metres today alone. That's 6,825 steps. Yeah, it's amazing. You're halfway up Everest.
Yeah, it's nice to reach that milestone, yeah. You know, because it's thrilling to know that we're really making some ground, but then when you stop and think about it, you go,
I know.
Okay, I've got to do the whole thing again.
I know.
But at least it's that, you know, we're kind of counting down now, yeah, so that's good.
That is a cause for celebration, but then also part of my brain went, really, only halfway?
Yeah, that's how it feels, honestly.
Yeah. I'm guessing that, Phil, you could probably do with a bit of a boost right now.
I'd love one, please.
Okay, right. I've got a surprise for you. Who's this on line one, please?
It's Jan.
How do you know Phil?
Well, I've known him an awful long time.
About
36 years is my son.
Oh.
Hi, Mum.
Oh.
Hiya. How are you doing?
Yeah, I'm good. You know me, Mum. Whether I was doing good or doing bad, I would probably say I'm doing good. But I
know.
You know. Yeah, it's tough, but then I'm keeping going.
Keep going forward. Absolutely so super proud of you. It's amazing what you're doing, and everybody's right behind you there. So that's absolutely fantastic.
Sorry, I haven't probably texted as much as you'd want, Mum.
Stop apologising.
That's all right.
I've got bigger fish to fry here.
I think you're a bit busy, love. So don't worry about it. Oh, I had an awful dream last night, though.
Oh, God. What?
Mum loves a dream.
What, Mum?
Oh, God, I had one of these dreams, like, where I was really worried about you, and that you... Well, I am really worried about you, but you're fine. I know you are. But so I'm so glad I've had a chance to speak to you today. That's brilliant.
Well, so you had a dream that you were worried about him?
Well, yeah, that's probably because even in my dreams I was worried about him.
Sure, Jan.
Probably. I can't believe one of my mother's dreams has made it to the radio.
Oh, yeah.
I've heard as many of these.
She's not going into detail with the dream,
though. No.
Yeah. Oh, well, look, this is what we've done now. We've brought the mum out.
Yeah.
I know there's been quite a lot of surprises today, Phil, but I think you need these little boosts because today is hard. It's all got really, really hard, this, and actually feels like the challenge is really on at the moment.
Yeah, it does. Honestly, it really, each sort of hour that goes by, you realise what the undertaking is. So honestly, these little bits, they do spur you on a little extra bit. So mums, thank you so much for speaking to me. I can't wait to see you.
Oh, you're welcome, my love. Really missing you.
I promise we're looking after him, Jan. I promise.
That's good. I'm pleased you are. That's fantastic.
Actually, yeah. Phil, I think you might be seeing your mum sooner than you think. Jan?
Ooh. Oh, yeah. Just to make sure that Ariel's looking after you. We'll see you in less than half an hour.
Whoa. Okay.
Are you on your way there, Jan?
Yes.
Amazing. I shall expect you to do a few flights.
Oh, yes.
Amazing, amazing.
Yeah, you need to join in, Jan.
Will do.
Yes. Sure, Jan.
Okay.
Legend.
Maybe have a go on the slide as well. Whee.
Oh, yeah, that sounds brilliant.
Okay. What's the first thing you're going to do when you see your Phil?
Oh, gosh, either cry or give him a kiss, ask how he is, feel his legs.
Yeah, don't do that.
Feel his legs.
little bit tender right now.
Well, that's true, yeah.
Don't touch the legs.
That's all the mum things, no doubt. Yes.
Thanks so much for being on, Jan, amazing. And... go and give him the boost that he will need.
Yeah, will do.
Kieran Coventry says, love what Phil is doing. Fair play to him. Lucy has just texted, if you would like to support Phil, it's getting tough now, like really tough, but he's halfway to Everest. You can make a donation to Sport Relief by donating £5. Just text the word climb. That's climb to 70205. It'll cost you a fiver plus your standard network message charge. 100% of your donation will go straight to Sport Relief and you'll be doing a good thing. You can go home tonight going, do you know what? I've done my bit. You've got to be 16 or over. Please ask the bill payer's permission. Full terms, more information, or to donate any amount you want. bbc.co.uk/radio1.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Recently on the show, Chris has been saying that he feels the Billie Eilish Bond song has been bringing down the mood a little bit. Scott Mills here, still with you.
Twang. Can we get a remix of that? Have you done that? Can we get a remix of that?
Of what?
Billie Eilish there. Just jazz it up a little bit. Do you know what I mean? Just shake it up.
What's wrong with it? You think it's...
Well, nothing wrong with it.
Brings it down a bit.
I'm just saying... There's a dance DJ called Bontan. That's it. Right, appeal to you.
Right.
Make it happen.
Make it happen. Now, Bontan heard that. He was on tour in America and his phone was popping off when he woke up because of the time difference. He was in San Diego. Everyone's like, Scott and Chris want you to make a Bond theme. I did play you some others as well. There were some other versions. Like this drum and bass mix. There's a full-on Euro dance mix as well.
That
and a metal version. Just no time to die. But you said you wanted DJ and producer Bontan to do one.
Yes.
Good news. He has come through. This guy is so busy. Major DJ producer, like always on tour, always working. But he got on the plane back from San Diego and started working on it. This is great. So he's come through and it's incredible. You'll hear it at 1:40.
Radio 1. The Scott Mills Daily.
So over the last couple of weeks, we've been playing out different versions of the Bond theme. Not that I'm bored of the Billie Eilish one. It's just nice to change it up a bit.
I agree. And also, we said this right at the start, didn't we? We were playing it out and we just like, it just needs maybe something added to it. Just stop it being so samey.
Thing is, we're going to be with this track for a lot longer now because the actual Bond film's not out till November. And as much as I love Billie Eilish, I don't want to hear that until then, do you?
Well, exactly. The theory was the song comes out the same time as the Bond film. The Bond film's going to be delayed. What do we do to fill the awkward silence? We're just going to be Billie Eilish every day, what, until November?
So last week, Chris mentioned that we should get excellent DJ and producer Bontan to get a version from him.
This was mainly because his name sounds a little bit like Bond, but this has escalated.
Bond Tan. So if you listen to Radio 1's dance shows, you'll know that this guy is a favourite of Pete Tong and Danny Howard. He travels around the world, DJ, producer. When we said this on the show, he was on tour in America. I think he was in San Diego, and he woke up to his WhatsApp messages popping off, going, you've been on Radio 1. Then he messaged us and said he was going to start working on it. on the plane on the way back from San Diego to London. We can speak to him now. Bontan, hello.
Yo, hey guys.
Good evening, Mr. Bontan.
Hi, how's things?
We're good. Chris, why did you come up with his name as the person that would be good for it?
It was just plucked out of the air, but it's because I follow him on socials because I think he's awesome.
He is here, him.
Yeah, sorry, I follow, yeah, sorry.
It's like he's not in the room.
Real name, Andy. I follow you from a bit of a fanboy perspective, but we don't really talk at all, do we? It's just, I'm kind of follow what you're up to.
I'm a silent follower also.
So you are on the plane on the way back from San Diego and you've got your laptop out of you?
Well, yeah, look, the funny thing is that the cabin crew came over and I said I was trying to do a remix for Billie Eilish, so I just got a funny look and vodka and orange and then you just walked away.
Better. This is going to be so good because everything gets heightened in the air, doesn't it, Scott? So if Bontan here has had a couple of vodkas on the plane up there, this is going to be some real zany stuff. Was it? Oh, wow.
There was more than a couple because I just didn't know what I was going to do with the original track, but I think it got there in the end.
It wasn't a vodka martini, was it?
Right.
Hey.
All right, so you've done what you've described as Bontan's acid twang remix.
Amazing.
I had to get the twang in.
I'm really looking forward to this. This is my first time hearing. So here it is.
The name's Bontan.
Oh, God.
Can we get a remix of that? Of what? Billie Eilish there. Just jazz it up a little bit. Do you want me to just shake it up? There's a dance DJ called... No, it's not Bond. Sorry, Bontan. That's it. Right, appeal to you. Right. Make it happen.
Oh, here we go. Let me play this on Party Anthems on Friday.
This is wicked. Yeah, good shout. Also, you just know DJs everywhere are going to want this.
I've already been asked for it a few times already.
Have you?
Yeah, people haven't even heard it yet. They're asking for it.
Love. It's a different vibe. I like it a lot.
Hottest record in the world. The name's Bond. Bontan.
Annie Matt's going to be all over that.
He's even got the...
Twang.
I like the twang.
Twang.
You left the twang in as well.
Have to be twangs, multiple twangs.
Rick, listen, thanks so much for your efforts on that. I love it a lot.
Yeah, all good. It was a lot of fun.
Scott Mills.
What a reaction to Bontan's acid twang mix of No Time To Die.
Can we get a remix of that? Of what? Billie Eilish there. Just jazz it up a little bit. Do you want me to just shake it up? There's a dance DJ called... No, it's not Bond. Sorry, Bontan. That's it. Right, appeal to you. Right. Make it happen.
Callan Lincoln says, I need this, I need to download it. Joe in Salford, this remix is a banger. Jenny Welcher says, really bored of the original. It's been around for ages and prob's now going to be around till November. Can you please play this version in place of the original in future?
Oh, breaking news, everyone. Animax producers just emailed saying they want it for Friday night. Yes.
No way.
This is great. Also, Bontan, he does laugh like a Bond villain as well.
Insane remix. Want says Greg from Bracknell. Absolute banger. That's from Laura in Sheerness. Holly en route to Cirencester. Please, can we download it? Is that true about Animax producers?
There's so much good stuff here. Did you read this message? How TF have Radio 1, Scott Mills, Chris Stark and Bontan just potentially made a number one remix in 24 hours?
Yes!
Sensational.
BBC Radio 1,
Scott Mills.
Youngblood.
The Scott Mills Daily.
A lot of you suggesting this for the Inyo de Bingo. No, not Inyo de Bingo. It is a bit of Inyo de Bingo, but it's for the Bumbleo Gap today. Accidental bingo from Jordan North. Suggested by Reese in Swindon and a lot of other people as well. Maybe we put this in the gap today. What do you reckon?
I took a pint of Guinness back to the bar. And I quote, I asked the fella, I went, are you all right? Just top that up for us, please, mate. New lease of life for me, this. It gave me too much head, so on the pint. It was like a half pint. So I had to take it back to the bar.
Thanks for that, Jordan. Yes. 81199, please, for your Bumbleo midweek suggestions. Anything from the show, from recently, or old stuff that you want to hear again, 81199. Any clips that you want, we'll do it at 10 past 2.
Never been in love before. What the feelings, yo?
The Scott Mills Daily.
Martin Garrix, Animals on Radio 1. Is Garrix still making music? Not heard of him for time now.
Assume so, but also remember, Scott, very rich, and we've all seen the house.
We've seen the house, and we've really seen the private jet. I mean, it's all over the Instagram. Mm. But where's the tunes, huh? Okay, are we ready to bumble out?
Are we doing it now?
Oh, God, I need this. Yeah? You ready?
Yeah.
Oof, yeah, let's all do this. I think we need it.
Amor de compra y venta, amor del pasado. Ven, 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 ven.
Halfway through the week, people.
Okay. All right. Stop what you're doing just for a few minutes and enjoy this. We've made it to Hump Day. Tom from Southend wants this from Rag and Bone Man learning how to sing.
Togetherness!
Yes?
Togetherness!
Yes?
Togetherness!
Sing up, big man, what are you?
I am a giant.
You are? Where should I stand?
Stand up on my shoulders, tell me what you
see. What are you?
I am a giant.
Yes? What about my boulders?
We'll be breaking boulders underneath.
Good. Then David from Blackpool wants the bit when Cheryl met superfan Steve and talked about her dog. What breed of animal is Cheryl's beloved pet Buster?
Cheryl. Steve.
I'll let you have it, Cheryl.
Chihuahua.
Steve. I think I was first.
Okay. No, it was. I think it was Cheryl myself.
Chihuahua.
Yeah.
Gay.
Pardon? Did you say gay? Is your pet gay?
I think so, but I don't know how you know that.
Anna in Cardiff wants the classic Tina Dehealy Peppa Pig blunder.
Labour's leader Jeremy Corbyn is calling for unity. There's been a heated row over claims there's a hard left plot to take over the party. Unite boss Len McCluskey's described the claim as ridiculous.
Somebody.
Well, that's clearly the wrong clip. That's Peppa Pig, or the voice of, and at Newspeak's Facebook page, you can meet 15-year-old Harley Bird, who, for the last 10 years, has been the voice of Peppa Pig. Here she is.
Shocking. Unbelievable.
Again, that's not her.
Still good. It's just still good.
Oh, she was having a mare.
Rory and Stuart, working in Aberdeen, want a bit of...
Benton!
Then there's Mike from Maidstone. Remember on the Gregathlon, when Greg was doing his thing for Sport Relief, and Clara turned into a robot.
And I do believe we have Greg on the line. Gregory, hello.
Phil in Leicester and Reese in Swindon want this bit of Jordan North from yesterday's show in for Grimmy.
I took a pint of Guinness back to the bar, and I quote, I asked the fella, I went, are you all right, just top that up for us, please, mate. New lease of life for me, this. It gave me too much head, so on the pint it was like a half pint. So I had to take it back to the bar.
Rachel in Musdale just wants to hear Dickie's laugh. You know the guy, Dickie's dribble? He's a liability, Scott. And in honour of Phil, who's still doing Radio 1's Steps to Everest, Sasha and Newkey request this American news report.
Right after the break, we're going to interview Eric Weihenmayer, who climbed the highest mountain in the world, Mount Everest. But he's gay. He's blind.
And this is what I'm doing. I'm not getting involved.
Right, this is what we do. We have a little dance halfway through the week. Just a little celebration, really, isn't it, Scott?
It is, yeah. I just want to be me. Ben Richardson from Luton, gay, bumbling, eating the chocolate that he stole from his workmates. Okay. Paul Strait, the plumber, in Ashford. Stefan, Newcastle Gay. George in North Wales there. Lauren in Dumbarton, everyone's on. Loads of messages. Bambolea, bambolea. Porque mi vida yo la prefiero vivir así. Bambolea, bambolea. Porque mi vida yo la prefiero vivir así.
Hello, Fran Strait bumbling at her desk whilst working from home in Cheltenham. Lots of working from home today, WFH.
Many WFH today. Yeah. Samuel in Elstree is bumbling his hand sanitizer off.
Yes.
Vicky in Worcester. Dan plastering in Long Eaton. Lucy and her now fiance Tom, she just got proposed to on holiday in Cornwall. Oh, congrats.
Yeah.
There's Tom in Edinburgh.
I'm below 1 metre away from the nearest person.
Please do.
I just want to be me. Bumbleo.
George bumbling his girth off in North Wales.
Dan from Wigan. Bumbleo. Jono the joiner in Nottingham, straight-ish. Hannah and Debbie eating jacket potatoes, just enjoying their life.
Rico, Darren and Fry, all gay, bumbling while cladding in Milton Keynes.
And we've got Jack and Lucy working flat out in Colchester.
The Scott Mills Daily.
This is BBC
Radio 1.
Scott Mills.
You know, on this show, we love our young farmers. Here's another one. Will, he's 23. He's a farmer from Warwickshire. Yes, Will.
Hi, Scott. How are you? All right? Oh,
yes. Sorry, Chris. I had you turned off then, but you're back on.
Go on, Will.
Oh, all right, it's Chris.
Yeah, good man. You're on. Are you excited?
Yeah, this is nice. It's good.
You're in control.
That's I went to loads of times, but never got in.
Yeah, but now you're through. You've welcome. Made it through. You finally got there. And this is the great thing. You get to choose what song's on Radio 1 next. It's all... You have all the power now, Will.
Will, what's going on down on the farm today?
Middle of lambing, so all the lambs are being born.
Oh, I've just been anti-backed by a man in the lift.
Oh dear.
No, it's good. Related? That's a good thing, huh?
Is that related?
Well, no, he was just... there's a man in all of the lifts at the moment. It's a good thing. He's doing a deep clean. But some of the anti-back got to me, and I was like, oh, yeah, I just put my hands
sorry,
together.
I don't understand the link, because Will here was just saying that he's busy lambing, and you went, I've just been anti-backed by a man in the lift.
Well, I'm just... he shared my experience, his experience, I shared mine.
Oh, right, okay.
I was just letting Will know what I've been up to.
Oh, I get you. I thought it was like, that's really odd. to say. Okay, so yeah, so busy lambing, busy time and all that.
Yeah.
So working hard, when's the next time you get to sort of chill? Or is it a while away?
To be fair, no, well, it would be, but we are going down to London at the weekend for one night.
Yeah. Oh, do you know what you're doing?
Quick night. Just getting...
Oh, yeah, good. All right. Also, when the lambs arrive, could you please call one of them Scott and one of them Chris for us? Thanks.
Yeah, I'll put it on your Twitter. I'll do it.
Yes, yeah, okay, nice. Good. Never had a lamb before. Well, I've eaten one.
I feel like... lamb.
But you're not going to eat a lamb with your own name on, are you?
I wouldn't eat my own lamb, absolutely not.
No, exactly.
Here's what I've got for you, Will. American Apparel.
No.
All
right.
No? All right, then.
It's all right.
Yeah,
okay.
I love Will.
It's okay. my banger today is She Looks So Perfect by 5 Seconds of Summer.
Yeah, it's good. It's okay.
Yeah.
Semi keen for that one.
Listen, Will, you know I love my young farmers. I look after them. And
yes.
As I always do on bangers, here it comes. Here's one for you.
That is very...
Do you know, I've had some... In fact, we have, Scott, haven't we? We've had some of our favourite nights DJing for young farmers. This is the kind of one that goes off.
Yeah,
makes more sense when you're sort of deep into the evening. But you can have it if you want, Will. It's Sydney Samson, Riverside.
We have spent so many hours of our lives DJing for the young farmers in various cow sheds.
Love them.
Hay bales all around us.
Yeah.
And the faint smell of... Right, what are we going to go for, Will?
I think it's... I'm sorry, Scott, but I think it's going to have to be Chris.
I knew it. No, that's me.
No.
I knew it.
Riverside. Let's go.
If you love reality TV,
then you're going to love the Reality Tea Podcast.
Message.
This is so crazy.
All your favourite reality TV guests spilling the tea directly.
Yes, honey.
We can't have a conversation. There's only so much you can fist pump.
They can kind of show what they want to show for entertainment purposes.
We get into all the things that make the group chat pop off.
I'll speak to her. I'll say hello and stuff, but I wouldn't trust her as far as I can throw her.
Oh!
It's not a food I'd particularly order on the menu.
Oh my gosh.
Get out of my face.
Make sure you check in with me, Raj.
And me, Pillar.
For the reality tea. Download and subscribe now on BBC Sounds because me, Kim Kardashian, told you to do it.
Let's go. Let's go. Let's go. Let's go.
Yes, good memories of that, of DJing in Cavos, actually.
Yeah, we've had some great times in Cavos. Do you know what? I miss that place.
I miss the smell of it.
I miss the smell when you got off the plane.
Oh, it's just so pungent.
But you do sort of get used to it very, very quickly, and then you have the best time.
Yeah.
What? Be honest now, looking back on those days, what was better, Cavos or Zante?
I can't say that.
If you had to choose... Zante was always classier.
A little bit.
It?
Slightly classier clientele, yeah. I can't choose. Don't make me do that.
They were just both great in their own right.
Great times. Sydney Sampson and Riverside wins today's bangers. Back to getting the order 69 when you're in a fast food place. It's not just in the Golden Arches or wherever. Sophia's a teacher. Actually, like, physically dreads a pupil getting 69 in an exam paper. Hates reading the marks out, and they sometimes chant 69.
No, awful.
Has been known to give 70% just so not have to say it.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Mark Ronson, Miley Cyrus, Doja Cat coming up, and Tom Walker, and we're going to catch up with Phil. We've got a nice little surprise for him. Another one. Phil is climbing the steps to Everest. Still going. It's getting tough now. Shout out to the self-isolation crew. What? It's Richard from Manningtree, Essex. Really enjoying the show from home this afternoon whilst self-isolating. Just got back from Naples in Italy. Good work, Richard. You stay where you are.
Radio. One!
Are you coming here with me to run by my side so we can be free?
The Scott Mills Daily.
Kate in Manchester is really enjoying the 69 shouts today. You know when you go into a fast food restaurant and you hope you get number 69. Same on the deli counter. Same when your phone's on 69% charge. She's enjoying it, but asks why the number 69 is so special. Chris?
It's just, I don't know. It's one of those, isn't it?
No, but she wants to know, like, why is it so special?
Why?
Yeah. It's just a fantastic number, Kate. That's all.
Scott Mills, Radio 1's.
Step to Everest.
Okay, so, you know Phil by now, from Staffordshire. Always wanted to climb Mount Everest. So we're making him do it. For sport relief. To raise as much as we can through the power of sport. Today, Phil is climbing the stairs of the orbit at the Olympic Park in London. He is with Radio 1's Ariel Free. Hello, guys.
Hi, how
you Scott.
Doing?
Yeah, you're right.
Oh, he's having a well-deserved seat. He's just had a bit of a rub down from physio. You've made a lot of progress, actually, since we last spoke to you.
Yeah, we've had a really good sort of... Well, how long... Honestly, you lose time. When you're going up and down those stairs, you just lose time of what's going on.
Shall I hit you with the facts, guys?
Yeah, please.
Yeah.
Okay, so last time we spoke to you, he'd done 15 ascents. He's now done 21, which means he's done 9,555 steps. He's just walked over 5 kilometres now, so 5,078 metres.
Going up.
Which means he's like 300 metres away from where base camp would be. A normal average person doing Kathmandu to base camp would take 9 days to achieve that. He's done it in three. Well, he will have done it in three soon.
Fair play, Phil. Fair play.
Thanks, so, guys.
Go on.
So right, I'm just trying to, you know, what I've done so far, you know, I'm obviously pleased with, but every time I look at these stats, I just still see how far there is to go. And knowing what we've been through so far, I'm trying to keep motivated.
You're getting huge support, though, Phil. I've got to say,
that makes a huge difference.
Some of the messages that we get every time we talk about you. I think what's so lovely about the great British public out there is that they really respect how you've just stepped up. You know, you're a Radio 1 listener, you've stepped up
here. Quite literally.
Yes, Radio 1, I know Radio 1's put their full weight behind this, but you're doing something very special and you've got everyone behind you with this. It's lovely to see.
That it's so, honestly, that makes such a difference to know that people, you know, for one, care about it. You know, a part of me is thinking, you know, why would anyone care about me just, you know, shimmying up some stairs? But it's so encouraging to know that people do. And I promise I will keep grafting and I will keep pushing forward. So,
all right, Phil. We revealed earlier that you are halfway to the target, to the summit of Everest, or as it would be. Now, that was good and we all congratulate you because it's a massive achievement, but obviously there's still that way to go again, so I feel that a boost is good at this point. So I've got some guests for you. Hi, Luke.
Hi.
Now, Luke, how do you know Phil?
He's my English teacher at school.
Oh, Luke. Aww. How's it going?
Hi, sir.
How are you?
Sir, love it.
Sir.
Yes, sir. I always, you know, demand maximum respect.
And that's respect. He's only saying that because you're doing the step thing.
Are you behaving, Luke?
Yes, I am.
Now, Luke, is there anything you'd like to say to sir?
We're all proud of you. We're praying for you every day. And tomorrow we're having a day and we're going on a 2.5-mile walk for you.
Oh, thank you, guys. Honestly, Luke, please pass on as well to everybody else. You guys, knowing that you're supporting me and backing me with this is absolutely, you know, helping me on. You guys
are praying
amazing.
For you.
Yeah, that's massive.
What's your favourite thing about Phil, sir, Luke?
One thing, like, on World Book Day, like, his costumes. This year he came in as war horse and it was this massive furball with a horse on his head.
Luke, can you remember what I came as a few years ago?
Was it, like, Corona Deville?
Almost Cruella de Vil.
Now, Luke, what, you've got Corona on the brain there. You mean Cruella?
Cruella de Vil.
Yeah. It's easy mistake to make at the moment. I get it. Now, Luke, you're not on your own there, are you?
No, I'm not.
Who else is with you?
Olivia.
Hi.
Hi, Olivia. Trying to get to know Sir a bit more here, who's walking up a lot of stairs, attempting to climb the height of Everest. Is there anything you can tell me about him?
Well, at the moment, like, we're all missing him a lot, and we've even done in PE, we're doing, like, the equivalent, like, we're walking up these benches as many times as we can just to try and experience the same, like, a bit of the same amount that he's going through at the moment.
Yeah.
This is so nice, because, Phil, what you're doing is actually very, very difficult, and I imagine it feels a little bit lonely sometimes, but it must be lovely to hear that the whole of the school that you teach at are behind you.
Yeah, it is amazing. Hi, Liv, by the way.
Hi.
How are you? Are you being good?
Yeah.
Good, I would expect nothing else. honestly, to know that everyone's supporting it and backing it and you kids are happy, it's amazing.
Well, how nice is this, by the way? Because you don't really hear teachers and pupils talking like this.
No, you don't.
Actually, it's always a sort of classroom relationship and it's always quite formal, and your sir, it's actually just really nice to hear a teacher so proud of his class, but also the class being so proud of what you're doing, Phil.
These honestly, now I'm not just saying it, these kids, they do make it easy. They make the job really easy. You turn up and you spend the day and they're so easy to teach and they give so much back, and I can't really, you can never explain how much you appreciate it to them, because it's just your job and that's what they expect you to do, but I genuinely appreciate it.
To be fair though, we do all love having a supply teacher at school for a week.
You ask these guys.
Yeah, who's filling in at the moment?
It's just this woman.
You see,
rubbish.
Unfortunately, That's the way it goes with supply teachers. I don't know. It's just this woman.
I'm sure she's amazing. Yeah, you have to apologise.
However, not as good as you, sir. I'm getting the feeling that that Phil here is a well-liked teacher. Are you, Chris?
Yeah, totally. You're a good bloke, Phil. You know where you can just tell when someone's a good person? That's what I've been finding out about you. Obviously knew nothing about you. We didn't know anything about you. Listeners knew nothing about you. I think it's become really apparent over the last couple of days that you're just a really good bloke doing something really, really good for sport relief.
I know your PE teacher Esther's there as well. Anything you want to say to Phil as he as he keeps going and going and going?
The staff room's very tidy without you, but we're all super proud of you. You're doing amazing, and you just need to keep going. Just got this last push, last few days, you can do it. Make sure.
Thank you.
Keep on climbing.
Cheers.
Oh, excellent support. That'll push him through, I think, for a while yet. Thanks very much, guys.
Cheers.
Thank you.
Bye.
Oh, I loved all of that. If you would like to support Phil by making a donation to Sport Relief, that would be amazing. Radio 1 listeners are the best at this. If you can afford it, I know you will, because, you lot are just always so generous. So you can donate £5 by texting the word climb to 70205. He's climbed the equivalent of half the way up Everest. Surely that's worth, if you can afford it, a fiver. Text costs £5 plus your standard network message charge. 100% of your donation will go to Sport Relief. You've got to be 16 or over. Please ask the permission of the bill payer. More information, full terms, or to donate anything you can, visit bbc.co.uk/Radio 1.
BBC Radio 1. The Scott Mills Daily.
Who's on the line, please?
It's Alex.
Alex, what's going on?
No, it's my birthday today.
Yes!
Oh, yes, mate. Happy birthday. Come on, Alex. Thank you.
How old are you, Alex?
I'm 22 today.
Oh, think of all the things you can do now you're 22. Whereabouts are you, Alex?
I'm just at work at the minute in Kettering.
Oh, you didn't take the day off, no?
No, not this year.
All right, cool. And what's the plan for tonight?
Just going out for a meal with the family.
Sweet.
Few drinks.
Nice. All right. I'll tell you what, because it's your birthday, right?
Yeah.
You can do what you want. You can eat what you like.
Kiss who you want.
No. But it's your day, all right? So you can have any song on Radio 1 now, right? As long as it's Destiny's Child, Say My Name.
No, I don't want that one. I want Killers, Mr. Brightside.
I don't want that one.
No. All right, so... Well, what about if the only choice was Say My Name by Destiny's Child?
No, Mr. Brightside.
That's not possible.
Do Brightside.
Do Brightside. One. Sorry, happy birthday anyway.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Love, you loved this earlier. Phil, who's climbing up a lot of stairs at the equivalent of Everest for sport relief, only today at the Orbit in the Olympic Park in London. One of the kids he teaches at his school earlier came up with a great new evil character for us.
Was it like Corona Deville?
That is Halloween costume sorted, I think, for this year. Very topical. This is quite a cute new idea, I think. So if it's your birthday tomorrow, text me now. Tell me your favourite song in the whole world. Let me know what it is. I'll get you on air and then completely ignore what song you want. This thing could really catch on.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Tomorrow, the Who game is back. Join us from 1 or get this show on demand whenever you want. Scott Mills Daily on BBC Sounds. 1!